Welcome, everybody, to the Big Call tonight. It's Thursday, January 18th, and you're listening to the Big Call. Thanks for tuning in wherever you're listening from, hopefully all over the globe in as many as 200 countries that we've reached in the past and we hope we're reaching tonight. So thank you, SAT team, for hooking us up with that. Thank you, Big Call Universe listeners all around the globe. And thank you, team, for moving forward with our call tonight. Wow. January. Was it 18th? January 18th. Wow. Okay. Well, let's do this. Before we get into Sue's teaching tonight, let's pray the call in, and then we'll look forward to being elevated and renovated and activated by Sue's teaching.
Regenerated
for you, whatever I said for me. Yeah. Yep.
Okay, that's right. Good for you. Own it, Bruce. Own it.
I'm trying to own it. Remember, I'm making it up as I go, too, you know. All right,
oh, I know.
So let's pray it in. Ready? Lord God, thank you that you regenerate us by the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you that we are activated in Christ and we move forward into our blessing. We literally are coming up to the time to receive it. And things are moving along nicely for us. We're getting really good information about it. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us, for bringing, and actually for teaching us about patience. And about how, you know, we've had a long wait, and thank you that we've been waiting a long time, but we know it's been worth the wait. And thank you for everything that you've taught us during this time. Thank you for Sue and all the work she's put into the Big Call, and for Bob, same thing, all the work he's put in. Thank you for this teaching that she's about to bring, and we bless you and honor your name in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Sue, this has been a really fun, exciting time for all of us in Big Call Universe. And Bob and I are just waiting with bated breath for what you might be telling us tonight.
Well, I'm going to strike something. It stood out very powerfully for me, and it's not work. You can thank Sue for all the love she's put into it.
That's right.
It's not work.
It's not
love.
Work. Work
it's not
is a
work.
Is a work is a four yeah. letter word. We
yeah,
don't
I want to
use
make
it.
Sure. Thanks, Sue, for all the love, and then
all
thank
the love.
Everyone else for the love that comes back for doing all that love. Mm-hmm. And so tonight,
that's right.
Our topic is, and this was a joy and a love, for love, the art of letting go. The path of true forgiveness in Christ. Today, let's embark on a heartfelt exploration, a warm journey into the power and majesty of forgiveness, guided by the loving embrace of Christ. Picture this as an inviting conversation, an opportunity to release your burdens and deepen your connection with the essence of love. In our daily lives, forgiveness takes center stage as a beautiful dance, a dance that transcends judgment and reveals the simple truth of who you are in Christ. So let's unravel the art of letting go, where forgiveness becomes a gentle, transformative process resonating with divine love that flows within us. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. Colossians 3:13. Imagine a daily practice where you pay attention to the thoughts that surface, discerning their origin. Are they nudged by the ego? Or are they a whisper from God? Embrace non-judgment and innocence, allowing yourself to simply let go into the truth of your existence in Christ. This, my friends, is the essence of the art of letting go. Question to walk with: what must I unlearn to experience more of Christ's love in my life? As you navigate your day, carry this question with you like a friendly companion, shedding light on the shadows within. Witness the thoughts that create a sense of separation from love, from others, and from Christ. With each observation, gently release these barriers and open yourself to a deeper connection with divine love. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Romans 12:2. Reflect on the ease with which forgiveness can unfold. Walk in the freedom of Christ's love, allowing the transformative power of forgiveness to renew your mind and spirit. Experience of Christ's love, and now these three remain: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. 1 Corinthians 13:13. In the experience of Christ's love, discover faith, cultivate hope, and above all, let light love guide your actions and thoughts. Allow the depth of Christ's love to permeate every aspect of your being, noticing the shift. As limitations are released and forgiveness embraced, observe the subtle shift in your perception. Notice how love flows effortlessly when judgments are shed and innocence is embraced. This daily practice gradually transforms your walk into a journey guided by Christ's love. Scripture for reflection: love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Matthew 5:44. This profound teaching challenges you to extend love even in challenging situations. Experience the liberating power of forgiveness as you navigate life with this perspective. The journey of self-forgiveness. Walking in Christ's love involves forgiving yourself for believing in limitations. Recognize the grace extended to you and extend it to yourself. In this journey of self-forgiveness, rediscover the freedom to love and be loved. Closing reflection: in the pursuit of expressing Christ's love, the art of letting go becomes a transformative practice. Through daily awareness, intentional forgiveness, and unlearning limiting beliefs, you pave the way for a life immersed in the pure love of Christ. As you walk this path, may your heart be a vessel of divine love, radiating compassion and forgiveness to all. Dear friends, let's unfold this journey of forgiveness together, creating a masterpiece of love and grace. The art of letting go beckons, and the warmth of Christ's infinite love guides our steps in this exploration. May you be blessed. That's our teaching for tonight.
Sue, I love that. I'm going to say letting go and letting God. Letting God control your thoughts, give you that renewing spirit, the renewing of your mind with godly principles, godly thoughts, and taking us really into the place where mind renewal is something that happens daily. I love the concept of what you said about forgiveness, Sue. I think that is one of the strongest things we can possibly do. First of all, forgive ourselves for what we might have done. We know that we are forgiven, but only to the extent that we forgive others. You know, there is sort of an equilibrium there. If we're quick to forgive, which we should be, quick to forgive others for offenses that they may have had against us, you know, so our Heavenly Father will forgive us as well. So it's sort of a cool thing to know that we have that, the forgiveness of Christ, and that the forgiveness, our forgiveness of our sins, and that's just based on who we are through the result of Adam. It's hard to get into that discussion right now, but let me just say this. The forgiveness of sin that we have from God is so strong because God chooses to remember it no more. He literally, the Bible says, he takes it as far as east is from west and chooses to remember our sin no more. That's a great place to start. That's a great place to start. And then the Bible says, and if we sin, we have an advocate with the Father. Of course, that's the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, and that we are to confess our sin, and he will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's 1 John 1:9. That's very strong. So the concept of love, forgiveness, compassion, they're all tied together, I think, Sue, as a bundle. Oh, there's that word, bundle. And it's really a cool concept to know that we can move forward and not be in judgment of ourselves or anyone else, for that matter. It's not our place to judge. It is our place to love. And so, yeah, these three remain, faith, hope, and love, and the greatest of these is love. I love that concept. That's wonderful. And I think that's really what we're called to do. We know that. And we know that if we can do that, and even as Jeannie has said over and over, if we can make a difference in one person's life a day and do one kind thing for someone else a day, that's showing the love of Christ. That's what we're supposed to do. I love that. I love that from that teaching, Sue. And thank you so much for preparing that for us tonight and creating it for us. Bob, another good teaching. Let's take off on it and see what you've got to say about it.
Thank you, Bruce. Sue, thank you. That was really beautiful. It's just a great time of the week, great time of the night to be able to just sit quietly and listen to these beautiful teachings. It's like a benediction.
And, that's right.
I was thinking about the warm journey to forgiveness you were talking about, and that is a really great concept because this doesn't have to be like a giant struggle and gnashing of teeth to forgive somebody. It can be this warm journey, and you know, people sometimes can have hard time forgiving if they're holding on to hurt and they don't really have a way to examine, you know, why they're feeling hurt and why they are holding on to an idea like that person should not have done that. And you know, Byron Katie talks about how people set up these beliefs and are unable to forgive and move forward and remain in a state of hurt and anger because of these types of beliefs. And she says, you know, you can ask yourself, you know, questions about these beliefs that you have. And one of them is, you know, is that actually true? Is it true that that person shouldn't have done that? And then a follow-up. Is it absolutely true? Do I know it's absolutely true, this belief I'm holding? And then try turning it around a couple of ways and try how it feels when you say, he should have done that. Or even better yet, they turn it back around on yourself and say, I shouldn't do things like that. And this is a real key phrase, because quite often if you get out of this blame game and hurt game and examine as to whether or not maybe you have done something similar in your life, quite often the answer is yes. It may not have been as bad in your perception, but in fact, this hurt is really because the other person has created a mirror that you need to look in. And you can, but on the other hand, you can, as Bruce was saying, you know, this ultimate forgiveness of God that's totally forgotten. It's as far as east and west. You could choose to believe that you could be like that, that you could be as forgiving as God. And you could make a powerful commitment to yourself that that's possible. Yes, I can do this. I choose to believe that I can be as forgiving as God is forgiving. And that's going to become the new me. You have to decide this in the midst of wallowing in anger and hurt. You can also make this declaration, this solemn pronouncement, which will then allow you to proceed to do that. And you can you can use a technique where you can actually visit with the person you're having trouble forgiving, even if they're long dead, and look up into their eyes and imagine their face is out in front of you, a little over to the right, and you're looking at them in their complete soul essence. And it's all you're seeing. You don't see their stuff, their human stuff, their mind stuff that may have led to this action that you used to think that you couldn't forgive. And as you stare into those eyes at their soul essence and watch for what they're saying, listen for what they're saying, see what the feeling is that's coming towards you. Maybe it's a very sincere apology. Maybe it's a shower of love. Maybe it's a message of related to forgiveness. And you can then imagine and ask yourself, as Byron Katie would say, what would your life be like if you no longer held this belief that that person shouldn't have done that? What if you can look out into your future a year from now, 2 years from now, and sit out there with the belief, with the feeling that you've forgiven this person, and you look back on your timeline and you see how much different your life was when you let it go. Mm-hmm. And what would your life be like, you know, if you were to let it go? And with these little mind gymnastics and the solemn commitment to be as forgiving as God, you can move into a whole new space of your life where you can create a sense of freedom and renewal, as the teaching was saying, and leave the illusion of separation behind.
Mm.
Wow, that's really strong. Bob, that's super, super strong. I love that. I love that attempt to become as forgiving as Jesus was and is for us, and as God is for us. You know, that's a cool thing to try to attain that level of forgiveness. A lot of times, people that have done things or said things to us, they don't know that they've offended us sometimes. You know, we could feel all this hurt, sometimes hatred and stuff, and not even and the person that offended us isn't even aware of it. And you know what Joyce Meyer said to do if somebody hurts you or offends you or whatever, is to buy them a gift. Buy them and give them a nice gift. And that person that might even dislike you or hate you or say something against you, you know, there's your opportunity to do something nice for them. Love your enemies, you know, even though it's hard to do that. That's one way to love them. Sue, Bob came up with some really good things there, really good ideas and life practices. And so when you composed this teaching, created this, did anything stand out for you that, you know, was true for you or that resonated with you in this teaching?
Pausing for a moment to take a deep breath. I'm trying to remember how the inspiration struck for this, and I would say that it was coming from deepening into a practice of letting go, of identifying with the smaller thoughts that were running through my mind, like the things that are really of your ego, meaning your personality, your outer self, and just letting go. Who's thinking this? Is that my Christ mind? Or is it my worldly mind? You know, is it pure consciousness in Christ? The quiet, beautiful, pure light of Christ and love? Mm-hmm. Is it love? Or is it something else? Are you being run by that, even a small bit of that thought loop, or can you be quiet and moving in grace and moving in the frequency of love and identifying not as your thoughts, but as your experience of love flowing through you? You're not identifying with your body. You're identifying with the energy of love in Christ flowing through you. You're not identifying with the things that pull you into the world. Mm-hmm. You're identifying with the love and the frequency and being able to concentrate on that feeling of love within you, the sort of being love. So the art of letting go came from just, what do I need to let go of, which is in the teaching. Do I need to be identified with this pattern? It's a very different feeling when you're getting up to, I watch myself getting up in the morning, and I'll watch, it's been happening, this is for about 2 weeks now, and I'll watch as I'm getting up and I'm realizing that I'm automatically slipping into a material body sense. And as soon as I notice that, I go, wait a minute, I need to be praising God in me and seeing my light and praising that light in me. And so that way I'm letting go of what you see around you most of the time. People just thinking they're a body, they're not connected to their spirit, they're nothing but light, they're nothing but, as a teacher of mine said, gravitationally trapped light. And when you go and you wake up, try it tomorrow morning, and you're getting up and you're doing your coffee, and instead of just going through your normal thing, I started singing inside myself. and praising the light inside me. And that transformed my morning. Because I was actually identifying with who I was, not who I had forgotten I was. And so that's the important part of the art of letting go. You've got to forgive yourself for taking on so much of the conditioning of the world and getting trapped in it. The biggest piece is letting go and forgiving ourselves, I think, and getting back, as you said, Bruce, to, you know, letting God and love flow into you. And then forgiving other people when they get trapped and they think they're just their physical experience or whatever they're going through. And then you just love them. You want to nurture them. You want to soothe them. And like that. So that's the art of letting go.
Thank you, Sue. I appreciate your feedback and your opinion on that teaching that you created. And that brings us really three different viewpoints on that teaching that are all valid and that all come together and form a perfect commentary on that. So thank you, Sue, for that very much. And thank you, Bob, as well. Very strong. Today is Thursday, so we look to see if we have any prayer requests that we can bring out and pray for tonight, Sue. Has anything come in that we have as prayer requests?
We have a good amount of them tonight, Bruce. So all those plans we were talking about earlier are going to go flying out the window. So here we go. Let me just shift a little bit here. First, I want to ask everybody to imagine that we're all gathering our light, our power, and our ability to pray in the full authority in Christ together. And we were literally becoming a field with Christ of healing power and energy. So just imagine that you are being part of this field and you were going to be healed as you gather that light, as you gather that love into your heart, and as you send prayers to these people. And we're going to start with a good and beloved friend, Faith. Hi, Faith. I did get your prayer request. And she has a brother that she hasn't talked to in a while. And his partner, Barbara, suffered a heart attack. Dedicate a prayer to them. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to take Faith, her brother, whose name we don't know, and Barbara, and we're going to imagine that any acrimony, any dis-ease, anything that is less than pure love and the amazing new power that they have to just hold the perfect love of Christ. It's a new power. And we're all holding a higher level of that power tonight. And we're going to see that Barbara is surrounded and her partner is surrounded and Faith is surrounded because Faith is such a great and devoted and loving and extraordinary woman. That's why her name is Faith. She's amazing. She's amazing. She's so filled with love. Love you, Faith. And so she surrounded her brother and Barbara, and we're seeing that Barbara is healing beautifully. Her brother is beginning to open up to more of his capacity in Christ. Barbara's healing. Faith is healing. We're all healing, and we're shouting, what? Hallelujah and amen.
Amen.
Without faith, we have from Maria, please pray for all needs, upcoming hip replacement, insurance, getting surgery, tolerating pain meds, successful outcome, and That's for Marie. So we're going to pray for Marie that her upcoming hip replacement surgery and all of the everything that comes with that, the insurance, that whole medical world and entanglement is completely dissolved in the love of Christ, and that she is now only noticing and only focusing on how loved she is, how perfect the outcome is going to be, how easy negotiating all those things are going to be, and saying, how did it get so beautiful, graceful, and easy in Christ? That's your only thing to do, Marie, is focus on Christ's love and the outcome you want, and imagine that you were combining with Christ to speak that into your experience and focus and co-create that as your experience. In Jesus' name, we say amen.
Amen.
One, two, okay. Oh, wow. Jeez.
Got some more, do you, Sue?
Yeah. I know. My wife, Sally, and I have been suffering from respiratory issues for the last year, around 1 year after being forced to take the job. Recently, I got worse. We refused to go to the doctors. Please pray for a healing. We are planning to open MedBend centers. Stan and Sally, we all open our hearts and send love to you and realize that you will be, especially since you want to be participating in the MedBeds, this is a short-term thing. And just see yourself kind of magnetizing the MedBeds to you in Christ. So you're seeing that you're actually already in an accelerated place as part of, you know, being part of the currency and all of that. And so just imagine that the MedBeds were, and the MedBed operators were saying, welcome, Stan and Sally, and practice living in the experience you would have if you'd been in the MedBeds. And instead of being in the worry and the noticing and the lack of what you have now, use your sanctified imagination and just say, thank you, Christ. Thank you, MedBeds. Thank you, MedBed operators. Thank you, everybody that's putting us in this accelerated timeline, and that we're healed and well. And live with that and focus on that. And that's going to give your body and your brain and your nervous system and your spirit the qualities that Christ wants for you, which is perfect love and ideal outcomes. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Sometimes I get lost because I didn't open. No, that was Stan. I got everybody, except for Jeannie. Hold on. Nope, one more. I knew it. This is from Ada McGee. And Ada's being, we're being evicted, and she has 6 fur babies and a 15-year-old to take care of. We were working, but had a break in employment, and that got us behind Ada McGee.
Yeah.
So, Ada, the most important thing for you to realize is the power of your mind in Christ. The most important. Second is the power of your feeling in Christ. So if you could feel and think and imagine, what would it be like if the money that you needed showed up? And you could practice just feeling and thinking and then responding to any idea that you got to help yourself, but imagine that money coming into you and feeling it and experiencing it, you'll be led to take the right action. And so we see you being flooded in the near term with this new inspiration of your connection to your power to create out of thin air. literally, with the right idea, you could go somewhere, think something, realize that Christ is directing you, and just allow that warmth and that soothing and that peace, really own that peace, and realize that you'll be listening to Bruce and get encouragement, but don't hang on something outside of yourself.
Right.
Let your spirit guide. Let what's inside you guide you. And then use all these different resources, including Bruce. And we see that you are in a wonderful new place. You've learned from this. You've learned your inner power to create with Christ. And that you are blessed beyond measure. In Jesus' name, yeah. Amen.
Amen. Now, Sue, before you get into Jeannie, I've got one little prayer request I'm going to put out, okay?
Okay.
And this is one that I have. I'm going to pray for Mike, who has had this flu, influenza 1. And I'm just praying, Mike, that you are getting the rest you need, getting the fluids you need, taking the right supplements that you need, and that you are literally totally healed in the name of Jesus Christ, because his name is above your flu and above anything else that is wrong, in Jesus' name. So thank you for that, Sue. And anybody else that has had the jab, we've not really discussed all of that much on the big call. A little bit we have, but anybody that has and is having symptoms from the jab, we understand what those are and what can happen from that. So I'm just saying, be healed in Jesus' name, and you should have, you know, that the potential negativity of the jabs and the boosters, don't take any more of that stuff. If you're thinking about it, don't even think about it. You should be fine after they get you in the med bed. All right? All right, Sue, we're ready for Jeannie.
Today, Thursday, January 18th, National Forest Day. Happy Forest Day to all. Forest, today we celebrate how awesome you are. Yes, that's true. National Thesaurus Day. On Thesaurus Day, we're happy, merry, delighted, and overjoyed. Get to know your customer's day. Today, businesses better understand their customer base and increase their trust. No one more than Boomer Boost. Okay, Boomer Boost. I love that. Tomorrow, Friday, January 19th, Tenderness Towards Existence Day. Wow, that's cool. Open up your hearts and minds and get ready to celebrate and appreciate life. Wow. Can you imagine going up to a stranger and saying, I just want to open up my heart to you because it's Tenderness for Existence Day?
Yeah. You better have a flower in your hair if you're saying that, Sue.
God, that's fun. Take a walk outdoors day. Put your sex. Sorry, I lose it. Watch it, Sue.
Let's say what now? What's that about?
No, I have to make sure. Is that just like take me off on a laughing tangent? Okay, back into serious mode. Okay, take a walk outdoors day. Put your sedentary life.
Okay, I think that's working for you.
Okay. See, I've got it. Take a walk.
How about take
outdoors
a laugh day? It's okay to laugh.
I know. Put your sedentary laugh on pause and step out for a stroll today. National Hugging Day. Open up your heart and your arms this January 21st for National Hugging Day. As you might guess, this day is an annual event dedicated to the underrated art form of the hug. That's for sure. We all love types of hugs, from the one-armed bro hug to full bear hugs. Etc. Heavenly Father, loving Father, forgiving Father, merciful Father. Today we continue praying for the following. all the leaders and millions of listeners for all their prayer requests. Pastor Scott's health and positive recuperation from his surgery. Bruce's eyesight, med beds, 4BUS, the internet group to get RV notifications and redemptions in January 2024, debt forgiveness jubilee, R&R, announcement of Jasara and Nisara, social security increases, updates on the quantum financial system, information on Iraq, praying that they completed all requirements.
God, I got that. I got that.
I know. And a lot of other things.
I got that
blessings,
for you. Mm-hmm.
Blessings and peace to all on this call. Have a safe weekend. We pray through Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Jeannie.
Thank you, Jeannie. Oops. Appreciate that. Some good, good things you prompted with. Now, Sue, you are a fan of the hug, and I understand you have a very good hug, if you didn't say so yourself. But National Hugging Day, Sue, what's the deal? We should try to get 8 hugs a day. Is that the goal?
8 hugs a day. And when you give a hug, you know, you really hug people. You don't just give this, like, wimpy hug.
Don't pretend.
If you're with a guy, you can do that, like, triangle hug, you know. But it's, like, really hug people. And watch how much, you know, I hugged a little old lady the other day on my walk. And I see her walking, and it's the second time I've hugged her. And you would have thought, it was the most amazing thing. Just
she
like
probably hadn't
she's
been
alone,
in a while.
She's alone, and she's out walking, and it was such a nice, deep connection of just pure love.
Mm.
It was such a beautiful moment,
so
beautiful.
Cool. Yeah. I think that's good, Sue. It's good to hug one another. Is Bob a hugger? That's what I don't know.
No, see Bob being a pretty big hugger.
I hope he
is. I was
is.
Just thinking about it while you guys were talking, and I'm going to see a couple of different friends of mine tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And both of them are huggers too, men.
Yeah.
And it's all good. The older you get, the better hugging is accepted.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to being 120.
I intend, I've seen a couple of people, and I'm in a situation right now where I probably get like 6 hugs a day. And I intend to make make my family office anywhere, you know, except for where it's really serious, but the people kind of working it, that's going to be like, we hug here. That's going to be part of our mission statement.
Yeah.
Because the research on it, and people that I've kind of seen talking about it, it just boosts connection, psychological safety. So that's like, I mean, that's going to be kind of, you got to be okay. We hug here. It's going to be probably one of the like things you're going to read on your, you know, so what's it like to work here? We hug here. I'm not
hug
kidding.
Here. We believe in hugging here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I didn't have 6 hugs today. So I had 4 hugs today, not
That's
including
pretty good,
kitty cat.
Though.
Not including kitty cat rub bite.
That's cute.
I had 4 hugs from real men. These are man hugs, too. And, you know, we're not afraid to say we love you either, by the way. To men. Straight men. I'm just saying. So.
Well, the men need that, so good for you.
Yeah, we do need it. Hey, Sue, this is it. This is the time when we look forward to seeing what it is you are working on or what you want to impart to us that will benefit us moving forward.
Well, I had two things, ABC, neurogenesis, and guess what?
Mm-hmm.
Right before the call, I had this most amazing call, and I'm going to bring and introduce you. I'm going to start here because it's novel. Write this. Get your pen out, you guys, because this is so cool. Great Mother Bass. Bob, you're going to love this.
Great Mother what?
So, Great Mother Bass. So I got to work with a woman who is doing her world-class presentation. And I'm going to read you her testimonial first, I think, and then I'll tell you what a great mother bath is. Hi again, Sue. I just wanted to take a moment and thank you for your time and expertise on our call. Spending a short time with you felt magical, and I came off the call feeling alive, clear, full of faith and hope. Thank you so much for your beautiful spirit and your intelligent, informed wisdom and skill in co-creating my plan and presentation. You totally rock. Take care. I can't give you, I'm going to call her GB. And so this is a woman that specializes in exotic and pure essential oils. And we wrote her plan so she could buy distilleries and warehouses, and she could, basically she wants to bring out all this aromatherapeutic technology, we're calling it technology, and the education and distilleries all over the world. And she's a woman that has, you know, worked with Indian elders. She's a something dancer. I can't remember what she is. But her spirit, you guys, was so amazing and so deep and so committed to healing the world and helping the disadvantaged and working with something that she's been working on for 25 years and is now poised. She said that her kids had never been to a doctor because of the use of aroma, her particular exotic and pure. Got distracted. Her things are so pure and exotic that her kids use them. And so this is what she said. I said, okay, well, I want something for love, beauty, and a great mood. And she said, oh, you want a mother bath.
Ooh.
And what that is, I know. This is the coolest thing. I told her to put it in her book. She's listening now. I know. She said, you put it in your bath and it's like rose. And she takes these exotic, this is not like Young Living. She like researches it all around the world. And you put it in your bath and she said, you've just got to make sure you don't fall asleep or whatever. And you invite the Divine Mother into your bath. So ladies, is that not the coolest thing? A mother bath. I just said, wow, I've got to tell people on the call. So what we're going to do now is we're going to talk about a subject that is probably in Bob's wheelhouse, Bruce, but you're aware of it because of who you're around a lot, meaning the person talking. And
I get it.
It's the subject of neurogenesis. And the reason why we're going to talk about neurogenesis is your brain's ability to continually create stronger, deeper synaptic connection, which
neural
is how
pathways.
You're going to synaptic connection is the way I'm going to say it, and so that you continue, and it. So you continue to be able to deepen what you're doing, what you're learning, your longevity, and it happens. I'm just going to give two of the ways. It happens through exercise, and guess where else it happens? It turns out that neurogenesis happens when you're really learning something and you're really applying yourself. It's got to be a little strenuous. You've got to be like learning something new, trying something new. You know, you're challenged, you're in flow. Your neurogenesis is happening. Your brain is rewiring at that time. Now, why is that important? And why am I bringing it up? Oh, boy. Why am I bringing up neurogenesis? It's because what we do with the Golden Wisdom Bundle, if any of you, and this is going to be very important for people in the future, a lot of people that have bought the Golden Wisdom Bundle, the one consistent thing they said is that with these five courses that are worth, what, $550?
Mm-hmm.
The neurogenesis that happens in the meditations by listening to the people on the calls and the different subjects, and I'm not looking at my texts, the people that do that are learning how to unwire their fear, number one. And number two, they said that they stopped feeling nervous about making the transition from their current life into their future life. So why is that important? Because most of the people that are listening to this call are looking at their life and going, well, how am I going to transition into this new life? Who's going to be there with me? Who's going to help me do this? How am I going to pick the right people? How am I going to know that I can handle all this? Mm-hmm. So we have a pretty big announcement, Bruce. Read a testimonial.
All right.
Going to, for 3 days, we have never, ever done this. So listen up. For 3 days, that's tomorrow. Let me see, is that right? Friday.
Yeah, Friday, Saturday.
Friday and Saturday and Sunday. We are going to let you have, because we're so at the end, and if people don't have the training in the Wisdom Bundle, what will happen? They won't be equipped as leaders. What's the most important thing we could all be doing right now is learning how to be a Christ-based leader and how to get it into your body and your nervous system. And so what's in the Wisdom Bundle are 5 trainings that are designed to help you make that a behavior, not in your head, but a behavior, develop some skill sets, give you how to design your best future, how to become suddenly sovereign, how to have the heart and science of collaboration, how to know how to hire people, how to be the new leader as healer. You get all of that. Instead of for $400 and it's worth $550, you're going to get it for $300. Only 3 days. So if you've been thinking about it and you're nervous, here's the question. Do I get nervous that I'm not going to have the right insight? I'm not going to know exactly. I'm confused, or I might get disoriented, or I don't really know what to do. And would I like to be led by the hand so I could go step by step with somebody that's been on the big call for 9 years, who's had 30 years of coaching, an executive coach, and can help me do this in a way that will be wise, that will be productive, and that will be effective. And so all you have to do, if you want to participate and get the bundle for $300, just put Golden Wisdom Bundle, and then put your name, your telephone number, and that you have Zelle. That's all you have to do is have Zelle. But it's only good for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Because what we care about is that you have what you need to support you. Because if you're supported, then the new earth is supported. Then we have done our mission. So that's the Golden Wisdom Bundle for $300. I hope you're excited. And
tell them what the address is, Sue, please.
Integrated, thank you. integratedminds@hushmail.com. Integrated, integrated minds@hushmail.com. And that will
subject line.
Subject line is Golden Bundle 300. Golden Wisdom Bundle.
Yep.
Golden Wisdom Bundle 300. And
300.
That will get you, that
three
will
days
get
only.
You for 3 days only. 3 days only. So please take advantage of it and support yourself. This is designed to take care of you so you can learn in your own pace from a trusted peer. And then the last thing we're going to announce, do I want to say anything about, let's see, I'm getting it. Let's see, I'm going to just read one testimonial about the Golden Wisdom Bundle. Hallelujah. Thank you, Sue. I absolutely understand the gift of time that you gave me today, and it will be multiplied back to you. I realized with each subsequent big call that I needed this bundle in order to successfully do what God had asked me to do. I will always remember the 1 hour that you spent helping and encouraging me to get back on track with my life over 3 years ago. It was a powerful and defining moment. And if that 1 hour was so powerful that the lessons learned and used are still releasing the God-given wisdom that you gave me on that day, not only into my life but the lives of my family and others, imagine how we can all benefit from these teachings. Are you an angel? Okay, back to resting. So that's from a person who got the Golden Wisdom Bundle. And so one last shocking to, I bet, a bunch of people will be that in case anything gets delayed, I got to pull up my artwork here, we are going to be launching a new course, and this is particularly, I mean, it's like, where does it come from? It's called, check this name out, the Christ-Based Neurolution, Unleash the Power of Impact Without Sacrificing Freedom. And so the Christ-Based Neurolution is going to take Christ's teachings, but it's going to show you some new neuroscience-based principles like broaden and build. And broaden and build is the capacity coming from positive psychology that when you do some of these exercises we're going to be providing you, you're going to be able to broaden and build your capacity to be more pro-social, to be more positive, to be more stress resilient, and you're going to learn how to design your life and your team so they can broaden and build and create a more flourishing world. So the whole teaching is going to be based on who do I have to become so that I can attract people and I can be at the level to attract people that actually need know how to live and lead as Christ-based leaders. You haven't exactly seen that. You don't see a lot of people that are thriving and healthy and managing their time and, you know, design their lives consciously for a thriving way of life that also serves. That's the unleash the power of impact without sacrificing freedom. You're going to have to really rethink, wherever you are, how to make your contribution that much more significant. That's giving yourself freedom. And then how that freedom has been designed so it has a massive social impact. And that means you have to know, you actually have to know some things about how you work, how others work. And this is what this is designed, is a four, it'll start Monday, the 22nd, Tuesday, the 23rd, Thursday, the 24th, Monday,
Hold on,
Tuesday,
do we have Wednesday in play?
Wait, yeah, Wednesday, sorry. I got distracted again. So it'll be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday at 7:25.
Right.
And the goal for this, ask yourself this. Do I want to unleash for myself, for my family, for my teams, impact? Do I want to be the strongest and greatest I can be in Christ without sacrificing my freedom and bringing a new health and thriving way to be on earth? If you can know that, hold that, and become that, how powerful will you and your projects, how powerful an impact would that be? That is the promise of the Christ-based Neurolution. You're actually going to get your body, mind, brain, and spirit to move into that space, act from that space, and create from that space with the income, with the support, and with the design of this program. So that's Monday. If you want to participate and you want to sign up, Podsters, if you're hearing this, you're going to hear about it tomorrow morning. Just send us an email. Podsters are people that have taken many, many courses with, quote, unquote, us. And all you have to do is write Integrated Minds and just say, say Neurolution, Christ-based Neurolution. Just put Christ-based. That'll make it easier. Christ-based, I'm in. Just put Christ-based, I'm in. And put your name and telephone number. And really, this is for anybody that wants to really get out there, really be healthy, really be free, but how do you design that so that can actually come into being? So imagine yourself supported with the right team. Imagine yourself having your own inner support, and imagine that you can say no to anything less than being Christ-based and in your freedom while making an impact. That's what the course is about. That's it for tonight, Bruce.
Thank you, Sue. That was awesome. Great testimonials. And I'll revisit that in my Intel segment. Thank you.
Just
very
remember,
much.
Are you struggling? You got that, right, Bruce? You got
Yes,
okay.
I'll say it differently, don't worry.
Okay.
you count on that. It'll be different, but it'll be effective. Thank you, Sue. That was really good. Are we going to have that course? We'll see. We'll see what happens. Bob, Sue's got some really cool concepts, some great ideas. Classes have been great. Teachings have been phenomenal and really fun for us. And you always have really important and useful testimonials, not to mention research or information about supplementation and medical science. Anything else that's happening that we haven't heard in the way of testimonials, Bob?
Thanks, Bruce. So,
welcome.
We actually do have a couple of testimonials that came in the last day. One's from a lady who's 97 years old, and she is sends us a short testimonial about ashwagandha.
Okay.
She says, I love it. I use it right before bed, and I don't need a sleeping pill, and I'm 97 years old.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. And there's a second one saying, it's a gentleman who is talking about collagen. He says, I'm stocking my inventory of boomer products. I find that's a great plan to ensure I have all of my needs taken care of in the supplement category. I've been with you for more than 4 years and absolutely feel you have genuine concern for our prolonged health. Thanks to you and your committed staff.
That's awesome.
Two testimonials that came in. And I also have more information, Bruce, about this whole concept of 2024 and what people are predicting in regard to trends for health and wellness.
Okay.
And this was another article that came out in Forbes, and it was titled, Five Wellness Trends to Watch in 2024.
Okay.
And two of them, number three and four, were interesting. Number three is called Simplified Supplement Routines. Says this has supplement use has been on the rise among U.S. adults. And they say every year there's new supplements that are marketed as these are must-take supplements. And the consumers are piling up these capsules, and they're looking for a way to lighten the load. So it says, some of this might come in the form of powdered supplements.
Convenient.
Right. So that was number three. And number four, called Prioritizing Muscular Health, says, we've known for a long time that well-developed muscles play a crucial role in both metabolic health and skeletal support. And they're saying, but in addition to that, they now know that your muscular health has a positive effect on your cognitive function. And they're saying that as people realize how great an effect it has on your brain to support your muscles, it's going to increase the demand for plant-based proteins, and that this is already starting to see an increase. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, so people want more powdered supplements, and is there anything in here that we can learn at Boomers Forever Young? So I started thinking, well, we have this one product that has 68 different ingredients in a powder form called Boomer Boost. We have sprouted barley seeds in powder form. We have probiotics in powder form. We have flax hull lignans in powder form. We have collagen in powder form. And no less than three of those help with muscular health as well, including the one that's the most profound is our gladiator barley, which far eclipses any other product for building muscle on the planet. And it's more than a plant-based protein. It's a plant-based powder that already has the protein digested for you, so you don't have to do that work, and contains all the metabolic enzymes needed to put those amino acids, which are the digested form of protein, back together in the form of human proteins that can be used for building muscle. And it's good to see where research is directing us, Bruce, and people that are noticing trends and collecting statistics, because it helps us to know that we've been on the right track for the last 13 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so what they're recommending for 2024, we had starting in 2011. And we've had, since that time, about 20,000 people have already used our products that are anywhere between 1 and 13 years ahead of the recommendations in Forbes magazine. But not to worry, it's always good to have other people catch up to where we are on the big call.
Yep.
And for people that are getting information from nutritional writers that write for magazines like Forbes, that's great. They're saying, they finished their article by saying, how can brands jump in? Meaning, how can a company take this knowledge and jump into the market and help provide something? I skipped over that part. But that was the conclusion. That was the conclusion of the article.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Bruce, the last thing is, I have some good news that came about because of some bad news. And I think the good news is that sale that we thought ended is actually still on.
No kidding.
And I'll tell you what happened. So this time of year in 2024, there's a bunch of new laws and rules and regulations going into effect regarding website security, the use of cookies, marketing protocols that are changing the way every company does business, including Google, Facebook, Shopify, all of the servers that serve emails to people and text messages. And so we started putting some of those new protocols in place yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And our website went down for a while. And it went down for too long as we were trying to get that done and end the sale. And we know there was a bunch of people that were probably trying to take advantage of it.
We couldn't
because the website was down. And we did get some customers reach out to us and say, hey, what's going on? The website's down. Well, we were able to get it back up and going after, you know, doing all the things we needed to do. And so it's 10:17 right now, Bruce, and I don't know what time Raleigh set the timer for that sale to stop.
Okay.
Or if he was so busy fixing the website, he forgot to take it down, and he's not taking it down until tomorrow morning.
So there may not be a timer on it? Yeah.
There may not be a timer on it, but if people are listening and they want to get Barley and Boomer Booth, buy one, get one half off, I would jump on it right now. If you're one of those people that places orders on the phone, pick up the phone and dial the 800 number and say, hey, I want the sale. Could someone call me?
Okay.
And that would be the way to do it.
Okay.
Yep. I just discovered, as we were all talking, I brought our website up. I'm like, whoa.
Okay. Still there. It's still in place.
Longer. Yep.
Buy one, get one half off on Boomer Boost and Barley.
Yep. I had thought that it had stopped.
The best buy on that is to buy it as the dynamic combo, because it's already discounted to have those two together. But if you buy dynamic combo, buy one, get one half off, you'll save a little bit more.
That's right.
Good deal. Sweet. Well, sometimes good things can result from bad things with the website.
That's right.
Very
and that's
cool,
it,
Bob.
Bruce.
Okay.
18 minutes after 10.
All righty. Let's see if we've got 12 minutes of intel. I think we do. Thank you, Bob. Pretty cool, man. Thank you so much. All right, guys, let's jump on in. Let's start with a rock. We heard from our source, one of our sources. One moment, please. Okay. we heard from our contact in Iraq that one of our contacts that not only do we have an international rate and an in-country rate, which are different for Iraq, but we also have Iraq trading that rate on the Iraqi dinar internationally in about, well, let's just give you, about when markets close tomorrow, Friday. Let's call it banks close around 5 or 6 o'clock. Somewhere in that time frame, 5, 6 o'clock, the Iraqi dinar, the new Iraqi dinar rate, will be trading internationally. And that we should see it here. We should see it in the U.S. If you're able to see, for trading purposes, the bank screens and so on. Now, we know where the dinar closed today. We know where it was a couple of days ago on Tuesday. And it's still in a really strong trading range, way above the international rate and way above the in-country rate for Iraq. That's just a benefit that we have here in the U.S., especially at the redemption centers. That's where the rates will be highest, period, ad infinitum. That's it. So that is a really cool thing. Also, let's talk about bondholders for a moment. Bondholders, they've been waiting just like we have to get access to funds. They've been waiting, and they should receive something in about 48 hours from this afternoon. Let's call it Saturday sometime. They should be receiving emails that give them access to funds. And it might be immediate right away, or they might have another date on it. But I think this last email that they're expecting, our Tier 3 bondholders, or bond sellers, to be more accurate, should have, which they have, a lot of them know what's in their accounts. Some of them can see what's in their accounts, and they'll be able to get access to 10% of their total with this next email that's coming probably Saturday. It was said in 48 hours from, and that was earlier this afternoon today. So that's really good news for them. And today there was, it's really interesting, from 11 o'clock till a little bit like quarter after 2 today, Eastern time, there was a quote-unquote final conference call bringing up all the information and protocols that the redemption centers needed to have. It's sort of a, it was more or less a call that answered questions. They literally could answer, could ask and answer questions. This was generated from Treasury and Wells Fargo to the redemption centers around, I'm going to say U.S. I don't know if it involved Canada and Mexico. I don't know that. But I know it involved the United States. So we have over, 11 or 12,000 redemption centers in the United States. So they're almost anywhere. They're everywhere. So that is really cool. This final, and they said it was the last email, excuse me, that was to go out. It was the last conference call they were supposed to have. That's a very positive thing. And, you know, they spent, it was supposed to go from 11 to 1. It went from about 11 to 2 to 2:15, I believe. So, you know, that's a good long call. With protocols and information, last minute updates, all of that, that they were able to get today. Now, where does that put us? All right, here's where it puts us. We have two very high, excuse me, drink time. Two very high, non-related bank sources. Okay? Unrelated. One of our very strongest, highest up banks and sources is saying that we will have our notifications by or before Saturday. That's this coming Saturday, 2 days away. Well, let's call it a day and a half away. Not that far from where we are right now. Now, I don't know what time it's coming in. We don't get that knowledge. It could be on Saturday that we actually get notified, but I don't know when we start. See, we could start by setting appointments Saturday and going on Sunday. It's conceivable we'd go right through the weekend. Or they may defer to a start on Monday. I know some of the redemption centers we've talked to are ready to start on Monday. Now, they might start sooner, but I think that's looking very good for us right now. Let's see, what else? Somebody again came out and talked about stations at the redemption center. I thought I put that to bed on Tuesday. There are no stations at the Redemption Center. Those were for the Tier 3 bondholders. They're the ones that had, you know, 7 or 9 different stations to go through to translate and hypothecate their bonds. It's not for the Redemption Centers. Please understand that. Anybody that is being misled by whoever posted that, again, posted that in error. See, that's just deep state stuff doing that. That's not wise at all. This is where you're going to go into an office, private office, door closed, and at least 1 or 2 Deliveroo machines. They'll do the KYC for you. They'll count and verify your currency with a Deliveroo machine or two. One guy will be doing Zim, one person will be doing Zim, and maybe 1 or 2 other people will be doing other currencies if it applies. And you've got a U.S. Treasury marshal there, keep an eye on things, okay? So you could be presenting to between 3 and 4 people across the desk from you, okay? And that's it. There's no stations. If anybody, a change of personnel needs to come in for some reason for you, they come in, you stay put. Pretty simple, guys. Remember, they want you in and out of there in 30 minutes with, listen what has to happen. You know your customer. You have to proof up your ID. You have to show them a bill or two, if you have it, of your utility bills. Whatever, gas, electric, phone, whatever, bills with an address so they know who you are and where you live and all that good stuff. They've got that. And then you need to count and verify all your currencies and then same thing with your Zim and run that through, talk about rates with you, give you the rates that they plan to give you. Then we haven't even gone to your project yet. then you can make a 5 to 8 minute presentation. I mean 5 to 8 minutes. That's it. And it's probably more like 5 minutes. Presentation of your projects. And if you're just going to have to cut it down if you've got an hour to talk about your projects, because you're not going to have the 5 minutes, maybe 8. So give that presentation to them. You leave a copy of your presentation behind so they can run it through the quantum computer and see if there are any duplications across the country with projects, which there will be, obviously. And so we'll see where that goes, where it takes it from there. Hey, we're not halfway done yet. Then we go from there. We've got to talk about setting up your account, probably one Wells Fargo account. Oh, don't forget the quantum account that all your deposits go into initially. They go into your QFS account, which I call quantum. Oh, don't forget, you have a titanium quantum card. It's not a credit card. It's an access card that allows you to access your quantum account. And it's tied to your Wells Fargo account, and later it can be tied up to 3 banks instead of 1 bank. It could be tied up to as many as 3 banks. Those that has 3 chips. Oh, by the way, don't forget your biometric fingerprint or thumbprint to show that's who you are. And, by the way, a brand new email, brand new password for your quantum account. Oh, wait a minute. We still have to talk about the Wells Fargo account. You set that up. They talk to you about that. You can get access to several $1 billion in that you can move from your quantum account into your Wells Fargo account. Oh, don't forget, you get a there's a debit credit card on that master account. Let's call it your primary Wells account. You've got that set up, and then you have to get everything you need for that debit credit card so that you understand that. And then, don't forget, we go from there. There's going to be discussion about, okay, we've already talked about your projects, talked about that. We're going to talk about the booklet of at least 55 pages of people you're not supposed to give money to unless you want your account frozen and your funds clawed back. So pay close attention to that 55-page booklet before you go willy-nilly on giving money to wrong organizations. And then, don't forget, they're going to give you an NDA, a non-disclosure agreement, to read and sign. Also, there's some cash that you might avail yourself of at the Redemption Center. Up to about $3,000 or $3,500, not a whole lot, but enough to get a little cash if you're a cash person. And then we've also got to get the Q-phone given to you at the end, which is something that you take home to program and play with, not at the Redemption Center. They should be throwing the Q-phone at you as they're kicking you out the door. Picture sort of that last-minute toss of the cue phone as you catch it and just about run into the door on your way out. And then there, don't forget, before that is the two-page, maybe three-page pages of perks, bank perks, meaning benefits for banking with Wells. Should be able to take that. It's not to do there. You take that home and read that and get in touch with a premier banker in a few days later about those, if there's anything that interests you on that and that. And then what else? Don't forget, you're going to negotiate or be given an interest rate that you can have for your Wells Fargo account or accounts, that you can earn interest on the money that's in those accounts, not in the quantum account. That's a non-interest-bearing, government-backed, treasury-backed account. I'm probably forgetting a couple of steps, but that is, you know, I don't know how long it took me to say that, but they're going to try to activate and do all those things in 30 minutes. And if you have bonds or sheet bonds, boxes of bonds, they're going to allow another 10 minutes for that. Man, that's a lot to get done in 30 to 40 minutes. I'm just saying. So, it's going to be a whirlwind. You want to try to breathe. You want to try to pay attention to what is going on. It's like being in a wedding. Wedding ceremony, unless you're Catholic, might last 20 to 30 minutes. Okay? And if you're the groom, you don't know what's going on. So you have to pay attention. You have to see some of the people in the pews. I almost said stands. See some of the people in the pews and just go up the aisle and be ready and turn around and look forward to your bride coming down the aisle. Boom. There you go. Beautiful. Enjoy it. Look around. Don't kid around, but just feel the moment. Enjoy the moment. The presence. That's what this is going to be like. I'm going to try to enjoy it, even though I can't see. I'm going to enjoy the moment and try to enjoy what's happening all around me. It's going to be crazy, but it's going to be fun, I think. Now, the real fun is when you have all that paperwork and all your account information. You got your credit debit card. You got your Quantum account. Don't lose your Quantum account card. Keep it in a super safe place. It's not used to charge things. It's only used to move funds from your Quantum account to your Wells account. In this case, could be to one or two other banks. But now we're talking moving it to Wells. Okay? So that, in a nutshell, is what you're going to be experiencing in a whirlwind. It's going to be a lot. Then when you walk out of the Redemption Center and you get back in your car and you drive off, you know, you've got, you know, you have to just think about what you're doing, where you're going, what happens now, what's my next step, what's the next phase. Have you ever wondered what it would be like to go through this process, come out, and then go, oh, thank you, Jesus. My God, now what? What next? What about the rest of my life? Or what about the rest of this year? Do I have what I need? Is there anything I need to know or learn about my next 6 months or my next year after going through that experience? Well, if you're like most people, there's a lot you need to learn, and there's a lot you need to be exposed to, and that's why Sue is offering a great 3-day deal on her Golden Wisdom Bundle that can take you through and into the first 6 months to a year of your exposure and life after the Redemption Center. Because you've got 5 courses with 20 classes, 30-plus hours of training and experience that she leads for you to learn and pick up and be totally schooled on what it is you need to learn. If you have a situation where, what am I going to do? How am I going to hire people? How am I going to get a leadership team together? What all these questions that are popping up, if you've got any of those questions, this Golden Wisdom Bundle will help you through that situation and walk you through it day by day, step by step. Pick the bundle up. It's on a 3-day reduced price of $300 for 5 courses, like I described, with 20 different classes and 30 hours of teaching. I highly recommend you guys get this. It's good. The price at $300 is good for tomorrow, which is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Okay? So send Sue an email to integratedminds, I-N-T-E, G-R-A-T-E-D, Minds, M-I-N-D-S, at hushmail.com. And in the subject line, you put Golden Wisdom Bundle 300 Special, $300 special. Now, in the body of your email, say that you put your name and your cell phone number in case she needs to send you a text. All the information is going to come to you by email. Okay? So she'll have your email, of course, but just make sure that you can use Zelle, Z-E-L-L-E, Zelle, okay? And say that I have Zelle, yep, in your email. So send that off tonight, and she'll be working on getting those out tomorrow and over the next 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Golden Wisdom Bundle 300. Okay? I hope I gave you some idea of what you're going to experience at the redemption centers. The rates are definitely higher than the banks. They've been done that way on purpose. Use the toll-free number that you'll get in the emails that'll be released. We expect to have them by Saturday. And we also know that everything is supposed to be released. That would be those intermediaries we've talked about, fines, interest, and penalties, DMKX, adjudicated settlements, farm claims, ranch claims, that large church group, which I believe is the Mormons, have a large church group together, and prosperity packages are supposed to be released. I'm going to say Friday, overnight tonight or Friday. I can't remember exactly, but be looking for them. The best information we had from two unassociated sources was that it would be that we would have them on or by Saturday. So I'm excited. I'm as jacked up as I've ever been for this to finally come through. I believe we're on it. We're on the last quarter mile of our race, and I think we're almost home. So pick that up from Sue. Remember, we've got the Boomer sale with Boomer Boost and Barley. Buy one, get one half off, a little bit longer extension because of the internet or because of the website situation. So you can go online or call tomorrow and try to get in on that buy one, get one half off sale on Boomer Boost and Barley. And buy it in the dynamic combo, because that's a little lower price because you're getting Boomer Boost and Barley together. Buy it in that, that's lower. And then buy one, get one half off, will save you a little bit more money by doing it that way. And that's what I did. I got two of those. And that's already in, so that's a good thing. But this is really, I think, where we're coming down to the very last of this. And I can't think if there's anything else that's urgent. Remember, guys, be very careful what you're reading out there. Evidently, every once in a while you get something of value online or you get something of value in Telegram. But most of the time, you know, there's something wrong with it. There's something not quite right. And I think we could be looking at the political change we wanted and everything else coming up very soon. I don't have a time frame on it exactly anymore. I'm tired of putting out dates that don't happen. But I'm feeling pretty confident about what we have about this should be happening by Saturday for us in Tier 4B. Bondholders should be notified Saturday. And all of those intermediaries and bondholders and all that, those funds should be flowing with emails on Saturday. So let's take it all the way into prayer. Let's pray ourselves out. I want to thank the satellite team for getting the signal out all over the globe. Thank you very much for that again. And also thank you so much, Big Call Universe, for listening, for being there for us, all these coming into our in our 13th year now. And this should be it, guys. This should be our last call. Make sure that your email address is registered on our website, bigcalluniverse.com. Make sure you have that. And by the way, that's how you access the Boomer site, is through bigcalluniverse.com. And keep in mind the toll-free number for Boomers is 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. Take advantage of the sale before Raleigh cuts it off. We don't know when that's going to be, but it might end up being sometime tomorrow. All right, guys. Thanks so much. Let's pray the call out tonight. Lord God, we thank you so much for everything that you've done for us, for everything that's happening in our lives, and for the benefit of the blessing that is coming. Help this intel to come true, Father, so that we have absolute proof that everything is moving and we're going forward with it, and that we're getting ready to give back with the funds that come into us as good stewards of this blessing. Thank you for keeping us healthy. Thank you for providing for us. Thank you for changing our lives and allowing us to change the lives of other people throughout the globe. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Good night, everybody. Remember, after this goes, we will be in touch with you by email, all right? And any podcast that we do, anything we do, we'll try to put in as a link, attach it to the email so you can click on it and listen to it that way, all right? So thanks so much, everybody. God bless you so much. Have a great weekend, and this should be a great weekend.